So hopefully we're recording. I think we are. Welcome, everyone. I hope that you're all doing really, really well. And I hope you've been thinking a lot about creating awareness. I'm really excited for our practicum today. Before we move into the practicum, I just wanted to mention something briefly. We have somebody in the training in Sacred Depths who's looking for a coaching partner, and I'm hoping that somebody who either isn't partnered would like to have a partner, or even if you are partnered, if you've been wanting some extra practice, an extra feedback, an extra coaching, that you might want a partner. So if you do, you can either let me know or let the team know. I'm also going to start a thread in the Facebook group as well. So hoping we can find someone. So please let me know. All right. So that being said, we're gonna move into our practicum. It's gonna be a similar kind of format to our listening skills practicum. Hopefully we'll have time for two separate volunteers. And what I'll do is I'll just talk to the volunteer, not even coach the volunteer, but just basically ask some questions about your situation. You know, if you volunteer, you have a situation, and I'll ask some like further or deeper questions just so that, you know, as we're all listening, we can get a lot of information and ideas for creating awareness. And then from there, what we're going to do is hear from you. You're going to have an opportunity to use the skills that we've been looking at over our last two calls. Really that we've been looking at since the beginning of the training, because creating awareness skills are based in doing really good listening, right? And listening is based on energetics. So it's kind of like integrate everything. So you'll have the opportunity to come forward and practice creating awareness. And, you know, we'll have some discussion around it. I wanted to review, because there are actually a lot of different ways that we looked at over the last two calls of creating awareness. And so I just wanted to kind of review and remind you of those things. So first way of creating awareness is just a simple kind of mirroring, right? What I'm hearing is. So just to an easy share on what you're hearing. Second kind of way of creating awareness was when there's a harder truth that's ready to be reflected, right? Reflecting the truth. And we actually looked at three different ways for reflecting the truth on that call. One that was, I called it like the straight up way, you know, asking permission if you can share, go ahead and sharing, one through a personal story, and then also asking a question that reflects the truth. We also looked at acknowledging, and we looked at two different ways of acknowledging as ways of creating awareness. So one was around honoring what is, right? Just really honoring what is, empathizing. And then the other way of acknowledging was celebrating. Inner pieces, outer pieces, bigger pieces, smaller pieces, subtle, not so subtle. And the other way that we looked at, I didn't talk too much about this. It's a little bit has to do with consulting, but it's a little bit different. I call it facting, or facting, or you can call it messaging. So either way, facting or messaging. And this way of creating awareness is creating awareness about facts that you see your client isn't seeing yet. So that's why I call it facting or messaging. You're creating awareness about facts that your client isn't seeing yet. So for example, sometimes I'll have a business coaching client who has since we last spoke, they spoke to 3 prospects, and they actually signed 2 out of the 3 prospects, but they're coming to the call really bummed because they feel like they should have signed all 3 prospects, like 100% conversion rate. And so sometimes when I create awareness about the facts, it's saying, actually signing 2 out of every 3 prospects that you have is pretty amazing, actually. Like 66% conversion rate is actually pretty fantastic, right? The client may not know that. Another example of facting, if you have a client who, they were in a situation and a boundary was crossed for them, and they really stood up for themselves and maybe in a little bit of an aggressive way, and they come to the call with you feeling bad about it, creating awareness by facting here would be saying something like, it doesn't make you a bad person if you stand up for yourself. Or sharing expertise is a way of facting or messaging. Anger can get stored in the body, right? That might be a fact that your client just didn't know or didn't see. So we've got lots and lots of different ways, as we're listening to our volunteers and practicing today, of creating awareness. And again, I just want to remind you what's core to any type of creating awareness are your deep listening skills, your ability to listen to your clients while also listening to yourself. Remember back to our listening module, a big important piece of listening is this art of listening to your client, which then activates something inside of you, listening to yourself, and then in the right moments, sharing that or, asking questions about it, whatever it is, listening to your hunches. So with all that being said, I would love for a volunteer. So who'd like to be our volunteer client, our first volunteer client, so we can do some practicing around creating awareness. Let me get us into lecture mode here. I know it's can feel sometimes a little daunting or vulnerable, but it'd be so awesome. Star 2. Sophia.
Oh,
did you raise your hand? Hi.
I did.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Great. And Adina, I see you raised your hand. Hopefully we'll have time for 2. I'm going to get you as our second volunteer. Thank you for raising your hand. All right, Sophia, awesome. Thank you so much for volunteering. We'll almost pretend, I'm not going to coach you, but we'll almost pretend like we're going into a coaching session for a few minutes. So what's your intention for this call? What is it that you would really like to receive today?
I would like to have a mini breakthrough on why it's so hard for me to be visible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about that. Tell me about where you're trying to be visible or what you're trying to be visible in, and also what some of the difficulties are.
I'm actually trying to increase my visibility for my coaching business, which actually I just started very recently, but I feel that for me visibility has always been kind of challenging because I think there's something about being very visible to people that feels very threatening. But I think it's partially because I have a lot of expectations, either expectations or fears that people might react negatively.
Yeah. What, tell us more about that. Like, how do you imagine people might react? Give us some examples if you were to be visible. And also, talk more about how it feels threatening.
Okay. So, one thing that I'm trying to do for my business is write marketing, and actually I realized that writing it is really easy for me. The problem is I don't feel comfortable putting it in public, and I also did the questions that you put on Facebook last week, and
the New Year's one.
It was a little bit similar, but I grew up being criticized very heavily, so it's very challenging for me to break the pattern of expecting negativity from people. I'm really trying to find a way where I could kind of make it safe for myself to post something and then not be too alarmed if the response is someone just posts a jerk comment or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it sounds like, tell me if I'm getting this right, that the biggest visibility fear is that you'll put yourself out there and then somebody will be really critical of you or jerky, do something jerky about it. And then what? Then what happens next? Because you use the word threatening, and I think that's important. I want to hear a little bit more about that. What are you scared is going to happen after they're critical of you?
I'm afraid they might harm me physically. I for some reason think that like criticism might mean they might do something to me. Like I don't even know what, but it feels like it's a life threatening thing because it hurts my feelings so much, but because I feel like you're going to wait till I'm in a vulnerable place, and then you're going to do something to me. I don't know, to destroy my business, destroy my assets.
That's
to some of my past.
Yep. Go ahead to some of your past experiences.
Yeah, because I realized this happened to me a few times earlier in my life, and that's why I have so much fear of it happening again.
Yeah, it sounds like even the thought of somebody being a little bit critical sends you straight into fight or flight, like there's a saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there in front of you. Yeah, that must be really hard. It makes so much sense that there's these, obstacles to being visible if that's what happens each time. Let me ask just a couple more questions so we can get even just a little more information. Tell us a little bit about what you have been doing by way of visibility or have been attempting to be doing.
Well, I can actually manage to post things in groups that I feel are specifically safe, so I'm very picky about what groups I will allow myself to post in because I don't really feel like safe just putting my stuff out anywhere or anyone to read it. Like, I look for specific places where, let's just say, most of the people are very open-minded and growth-oriented. So there's very little chance of a bad reaction because those people are, even if they don't agree, they'll be like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, let's say I wanted to publish it, share my message in a bigger way. It's not very effective to be half in and half out, like with your marketing, And so I feel like my comfort zone with this being seen thing is really, really small because it's kind of,
Yeah, I love how you're so clear on it's really not that effective to be half in and half out.
Yeah.
So if you had your ideal, like since you've been talking a lot about social media, like posting on social media, so let's just focus there for a little bit. If you had your ideal with social media, what would that look like? What would all in look like there for you?
Like my ideal like outcome?
Ideal process. Like what would it look like if you were totally all in social media?
Oh, okay.
What would you be doing and how would you be feeling?
Oh, okay. So ideally, it would be extremely easy for me to do the Facebook messages and also, posts and live streams that, my business coach is asking me to do. And actually, doing it itself is not hard. It's my resistance that's very, 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 very overwhelming.
Mhm. Yeah.
Like, let's just say I kind of forgot I felt this way. Like, it just disappeared. Like, I could probably do a whole month of work in 2 days. I mean, I'm very, very efficient overall. It's just that when I have tremendous fear, it makes it really hard for me to get what I need done.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes so much sense. I'm trying to think if there are any other questions I can ask. I mean, there's so many questions I want to ask, but I'm not coaching. I'm just trying to get information out of you. I'm trying to hold myself back from even create awareness as we're talking. So I want to leave that for everyone else. Is there anything else just about this that you want to share that's coming to you?
Yeah. So when people, chime in later, what I really want to hear about is so bad things have happened to me in the past, very bad things, when I was visible. And, yes, it was physical harm, and I did lose a lot of money from being visible. People who didn't like the real me, when I came out as being part of the adult industry, which I'm trying to do right now again, that I suffered a very massive financial loss and also physical harm. And I would appreciate any input anybody has on, helping me kind of get past my fears because it's already happened, but it's still impacting me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to, just because it's to practice creating awareness, I think some of that will come naturally. But I do want the exercise of just using the creating skills, just open for people to create where they awareness where it feels important for them. But I'm glad that you're putting it out there. It sounds like you really desire some solutions.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Joanna.
Yeah. I had one other question that I thought would be helpful for everyone. Has there ever been a time where you haven't been so scared of being visible?
It was probably, I was not scared at all before age 4. I was actually very extroverted. Before, like, some pretty very negative things happened to me in, like, 3 years, like, three, 4 years ago, I was actually more out about, I was more out, actually. I didn't have the fear that I have now.
Yeah.
Before the things happened.
Yeah. And what do you sense were the things that allowed you to be more out in that way and to be more visible? What allowed that?
I thought that no harm could come to me and that I was allowed to be anybody I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that made me, you know, feel kind of, like, fearless. And, yeah, but unfortunately, she kind of changed due to the situation. But those were the beliefs I had, that no harm can come to me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. And, oh, my gosh, I'm sure everybody on the call, like, what you provided was just so juicy and so ripe. I'm sure we all, like, want to ask questions and coach and all of that. But I want us to stick to creating awareness skills. I mean, you can ask a question as a creating awareness skill. So let me ask everyone, star two, what is the awareness that you would like to create for Sophia? And when I call on you, I want to invite you to not just share it, but to share it using the tools that we've looked at over the last 2 days. Be mindful of the languaging. Pretend like you're in the session with her. How would you present this awareness? So star two, what's the awareness that you want to create? Tina.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I would love to create the awareness for her by asking, how should I say this? Looking at the celebration piece of the fact that she's even willing to look at the shadow.
Wait, I'm going to pause there. I want you to talk directly to Sophia. Right now.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Joanna. Okay. So, hi, Sophia. I'm Tina. I want to acknowledge the fact that you are willing to even look at this shadow piece of yourself, the fact that you're so brave to be able to announce this and put the light on it, and then also to know that you're willing to make a shift into something that feels safer and more comfortable for you in a container that you can work with.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm so glad that you brought this up, Tina. The piece that you're bringing up is so important. Sophia, like, she's been through so much,
right?
And yet she's willing to look at this. And
yeah.
How you just articulated it was really beautiful and really powerful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I also want to offer suggestions that may even make that kind of acknowledgement even more powerful.
Sure, I'm open at anything.
Okay, great. So if I were making that particular acknowledgement, I may make it like this. Sophia, first of all, I just want to say, considering everything that you've been through and the fact that your life has actually been threatened,
mm-hmm.
I just want to say that I think it's incredibly remarkable that you are so willing to be visible. It shows how brave you are. It shows how courageous you are. It shows how committed you are to your work and the impact that you know you're meant to make in the world.
Mm.
And the fact that you are even willing to share all of this in front of all of us today, I think says so much about who you are and your strengths and how you're so ready for visibility.
Oh, my God. That's so powerful. Wow.
So, Sophia, let's go back to you. Oh, and then I'll just say, like, what I would add at the end of that is I would pause and I would say, can you take all of this in? So that's what I want to ask you, Sophia. Can you take a moment and take all of that in? How brave you really are.
Yeah, I can. And I feel that this was really helpful because I actually felt a bit down on myself that I wasn't able to do quite as much as I wanted to, but I'm realizing that from your insights that actually I've already had made progress, so I just need to continue making progress.
Mm.
Oh, beautiful. Awesome. Okay, great. Fabulous. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, great. I take some more hands raised. Jamie. What creativeness, okay. What awareness would you like to create and speak to Sophia directly as if you were in session?
Okay, thanks. Hi, Sophia. I wanted to add to what was just said in saying in my impression of how self-aware you are. You were very clear in the way you explained the situation and helped to give me distinctions that might help us to move further to get to the results that you want. And the second thing I noticed that I'm curious about is it seemed to me that in a number of times you have a direct link in your mind between being visible and being harmed, and I wonder if that's correct.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a very, very accurate.
Mm. Would you be open to kind of exploring that piece of this puzzle?
Yes.
Whether there really is a direct link.
Well, from what I've seen in the online coaching world, I don't feel like anybody's life is actually, you know, in danger. I just feel like maybe, you know, like sometimes people say really mean things, but that's not the same as you know, like actually being in danger.
Well, that's good. That's a great observation right there.
Yeah. I wanted to say something really quick. I remember when those things happened to me that were life-threatening. I wasn't really warned about it. So if people, like, there were no warning signs. So I feel like it's almost like someone says something mean, they're probably not going to do anything because that's all there is to it.
Does that feel really solid to you, what you just said? It feels solid to me. What do you think?
I think that I am starting to realize that just because somebody says something that's not nice or they disapprove or they criticize does not mean they're actually going to try to do something bad. That's what I'm realizing right now. That may actually be the end of it.
Nice, beautiful, really well done, Jamie. And what I'll say for, you know, just for everyone is this piece that Sophia just came to, such an important awareness for her. It's a moment to do some mirroring, just direct mirroring back. So if I were coaching in that session, after she came to that, I might pause and I might say, yes, exactly. And then just mirror back exactly what you said. Just because someone says something critical online doesn't mean that they're going to do anything else or that it's going, I forget exactly what you said now, but, or that it's going to impact you or affect you in any way, right? Just to underline, and what that does is even though she said it, even though she came to that awareness, that mirroring back helps integrate it even more deeply. Beautiful. Really well done, Jamie. Thank you. Who else? Star two. What other awareness would you want to create if you were the coach here? Kara.
Hi, Sophia. I just want to acknowledge everything that you've shared and the depth of the fear that is based on an actual experience. So many of us have fears that may not even be based on experience, and so I want to acknowledge the depth of the fear. And what I also wanted to acknowledge is something that you said that was describing a younger version of yourself, maybe not that much younger, but a version of yourself previous to this experience, which was, I felt I could be anyone I wanted to be and that no harm could come to me. And as you said that, I just had this beautiful image of this woman who was so free. And in such stark contrast to, the deep fear and this violence, the violent experience that you had, not even knowing what happened, just, feeling that violence. And so I wanted to know more about that woman who felt she could be anyone that she wanted and that no harm could come to her. I'd love you to describe her to me.
Nice. Beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Oh, go ahead. Don't answer in full, but what I want to ask you, Sophia, is what awareness was just created for you in what Kara just shared?
I really got from it was that I can create a new version of myself going forward, and I might not be able to get there, in a day, but I can get back there, bounce back in, months, a year, I could totally get back to that place. I have to say that this is really important. When you mirrored what I said, it made it like 90% deeper, because I might say something, but I don't really hear myself talk sometimes.
Yeah.
It's really effective.
Yeah, good, good. I'm glad that you're reflecting that for us. And yes, 100%. That's why mirroring, the way of creating awareness is so, so powerful. Good, Kara. I love what you just brought in, and I love the question that you asked around it. And I wanna pull a couple of pieces out. So first of all, did you guys notice the first part of what Kara did was she was using the skill of honoring what is. I was trying to hold back when I was, in conversation with Sophia before, but I ended up doing a little bit of that too, right? Like, it is really hard. Of course you feel the way that you do. I mean, you've been through so much, right? It's so important to acknowledge and validate that. It just opens the door for deeper exploration and deeper acceptance and forward movement. And then I love, Kara, that you picked up on this piece of what was it again? I used to be free. Kara, tell us again.
I felt I could be anyone I wanted to be.
Yes, I felt I could be anyone I wanted to be, right? And to reflect that back. I love the question that you asked. And an alternative kind of technique there before asking the question, if you wanted to take a little bit of a risk, you could say, and I have a sense that that person is still 100% inside of you. You mm-hmm. may have disconnected from her a little bit, but she's right there under the surface, waiting to be found again. Right? So that's creating awareness that this part of her isn't lost. Right? And Sophia mm-hmm. came to that anyway through your question. Mm-hmm. But to just really state, like, that you have access to this.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Such great stuff. I'm going to challenge you guys. I want to hear from a few more of you. There's more awareness that can be created. Think of all the different ways that I reviewed at the beginning of the call. What else wants to be created here for Sophia? Star two. What awareness do you want to create for her? Katina.
Hi. Well, so much has already been said, but this was alluded to, but I just wanted to say to Sophia, I was really struck by her insight and clarity and making the distinction between feeling stuck on posting on social media and the effort that would actually take if she were able to separate herself from that resistance and just do it. That just really struck me as being so clear, because often we're just not able to make that distinction. We're just stuck in the resistance. So I felt like that was a really big step towards moving forward.
Beautiful. That feels like acknowledging by really celebrating. Like, Sophia is really, even with the fear, she's taking these actions. She knows what feels safe for her and what doesn't, and she's making that strong distinction, and she's taking those actions. Beautiful. Good. Good. Who else? I know it's hard. Obviously, we would be creating these awarenesses, you know, more organically, right, as they come up in the coaching session. It's a little harder to do afterwards. But what else? Star two. I'm gonna throw one in there. So, Sophia, you know, you mentioned that you're not posting in just any Facebook group, but you're posting in the ones that feel right for you and safe for you right now. And, you know, what I just wanted to share is I think that's totally normal and totally natural, even for me. And I still have visibility issues to work through, but I've worked through a lot and I'm very visible in my business. But even for me, there are some Facebook groups that I feel too intimidated to post in, and that they just don't feel safe for me. And actually, you know, what my experience has been is better to cultivate deeper relationships in the groups that do feel really good for me than to just try and post all over the place. When I am feeling a little more safe, then it allows my posts to actually be more powerful, and that draws more people in. So, you know, I'd love to hear if that resonates for you, and if it does, how can you build on what you've already been doing?
That was so helpful. I think the first piece I wanted to point out was that it made me feel much better about where I'm at right now by saying that you also feel a little bit of fear around visibility, because actually I felt ashamed about it, and I was like, gosh, it should be easier. But to know that, you know, somebody else, like, way more experienced and, you know, way farther along in the coaching journey still sometimes has that fear makes me realize that maybe it's normal and maybe I can still take action despite, you know, not feeling 100% ready to go. Like, I mean, I can still probably, like, you know, like, inch it farther, like, 1 inch at a time, you know? And eventually I'll be farther than if I hadn't inched, you know? So, yeah, I felt much better about myself and about what I've been able to do so far when you, I don't know what the technique is called, but it made me feel more human about my shortcomings.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful, good. Yeah, I think what I just did was like a little bit of a combo of honoring what is, a little bit of facting. You know, part of honoring what is normalizing, right? Like, I normalized for you that it's okay to feel this way. And that's a very important part of creating awareness, because our clients will feel shame around their perceived shortcomings. And that the shame, you know, we looked at this, I think, last week, the shame is always going to be the bigger obstacle than the actual obstacle itself, or 9 times out of 10. So the more that we can normalize that, honor what is. And then the other thing, you know, and if we had more time, but this I started to throw in there is actually celebration, right? Like, so here's a strength that you have been posting in groups that you feel comfortable with. How can we build on that strength? Let's not try to build from the weakness. Let's try to build from the strength. All right. So what I would just say, you know, because I'm just – forever a coach in my soul, just to give you a little coaching homework from this, Sophia, because I can't resist, and also to model for everyone else. You know, even though this wasn't a formal coaching session, I feel like you got a lot, and a lot of things are opening up for you, and I just love for you to do a little assignment for yourself, which is, you know, based on just everything that we spoke about, for you to just write out a couple of action steps that you want to take this week that still feel safe but are just maybe a little, even just a little stretchier than they have been before, and see what you come up with. And if you want to share them in the group too, just, you know, to be seen and for us to hold you in it, that would be awesome.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. So before we move on to our next volunteer, what I want for everyone to do is just take a moment, think about the work that we all just did, and just, it's so great, everyone that came forward. So beautiful, beautiful work. Think about the work that we just did, and just write down what's your biggest takeaway or new understanding or awareness around your coaching practice, your coaching energetics. You know, just a coaching skill, what's a big takeaway? What's something that you're seeing here? Either you've seen before that you want to highlight, or that's kind of new for you, that's important for your practice. What's your takeaway? And I'd love to hear just from a few of you, what are you learning so far on this call? Star two. Or what questions do you have? Tina.
Hi. So I think for me the big coaching takeaway was that I have to not be so fearful to go deeper. So sometimes I'm really afraid to really go and kind of, I would say, like, push my client a little bit to their discomfort, you know what I mean? But I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, sometimes it's necessary, right?
Yeah. And we want our clients to be on their edges. We do.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm a little bit, like, because culturally I grew up, like, in a culture where you have to be nicey-nice. And, like, that's just, no, that doesn't serve anybody. I'm seeing my filters. And my old belief systems, and I'm like, wow, no, like, now you need to, you're ready for the next level. You really have to upshift it and go there.
Great. Yay. That's exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Who is this? 2809. Your name isn't coming up.
Hi, it's Connie.
Hi, Connie.
Hi. A big takeaway from this session, thank you so much, Sophie, and all the ladies, was when Sophie came up with a new awareness for herself, and then there was this long pause, and then you, Joanna, mirrored back what she said. That was just like, whoa! I felt for myself how effective and powerful that was.
Awesome. Yeah, it's amazing. It's so simple, right? Just mirroring, creating a little space, mirroring right back, but it can do so much. Good. I'm so glad you're bringing
that
forward. Thank you. You're welcome. Susie.
Hi. So, you know, Tina's culture of nicey nice, I came kind of from the culture of perfect and very linear, and this process, I love feeling into it. The creating awareness feels like putting feelers out there, and it's nothing that you could ever even know what's going to happen. You have to just be so in the moment with it. And I could sense in my body when there was an awareness being created, because it was just the energy was there.
Yeah, it's pretty profound, right? If you can feel it, and you're right, it requires, and this is really important, and I'm so glad you're bringing it up, it requires real presence from us as coaches, and it really requires all of the energetics that we spoke about, you know, in the beginning of the training, the first few calls, it requires all of those energetics to be in place. Because if, for example, there's not an equal playing field, we may not be willing to create those awarenesses or to share in the way that we're sharing or to take those risks or, you know, to not be so perfect. So I'm so, so glad that you're bringing that up. Thank you. All right, Adina.
Hi. Well, this might go beyond creating awareness and just more generally into just tools for going deeper. But I was struck by your and the other women's use of questions that really skillfully got at sort of past, present, and future tense. So I had jotted down some of these questions that were really useful. Was there ever a time when that was not the case, sort of delving into the past? And then what would it look like if you were doing, you know, X, Y, Z ideally? Delving into the future a little bit. And then there was a statement that was so powerful that was just asking about, you know, the assumption of, you know, being visible, translating into being in danger. And the question was just, I wonder if that's really true.
Yeah.
And so just looking at those three kind of tenses of questioning was just really really skillful, so I got a lot out of that.
Awesome. Yeah. Totally related to creating awareness, and also we'll get even more into that in our questioning module, but I'm glad that that's starting to come through. Good. All right, I'll take one more takeaway, and then actually, Adina, I'm going to come back to you for our next little mini session. Kara.
My learning is, Sophia had said after my interaction with her that she could feel something, I think in combination with my question and others, she could feel something about the past that maybe she hadn't, and even the description of how she was describing things. And it just reminded me, and this happens a lot, where sometimes, clients will, kind of gloss over things or describe things in a way that doesn't feel that emotional.
Yes.
And that as a coach, my ability to feel and feel the emotion is a powerful way of helping her feel the emotion.
Yeah. I love how you articulate that. That so much goes back to energy follows energy. So how we're showing up as coaches is going to dictate so much how our clients show up. And if we're mm-hmm. willing to open our hearts and feel, they're going to be more willing to open their hearts and feel. And if we're more willing to take risks, they'll be more willing to take risks.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're bringing that up. It's such an important point to remember. Good. All right. Adina.
Hi.
Are you there? Okay, great. All right. So, again, not going to coach you. I'm just going to try to ask some questions to give all of us lots of good material, but we'll pretend like we're going into a session for right now. So what is it that you would like to receive from our time together today? What do you want to look at?
Okay. What I would like to look at is being spread thin, and in particular, navigating boundaries around my own work and work that I am partnering with on with my life partner. And so, for context, my background is in business and economic development consulting. I did that for a long time, and then I had a small business of my own for a few years. And in the last few years, I've been sort of working towards merging that skill set with the work that I've also been doing, teaching yoga and meditation and mindfulness and all of that. And that's what drew me into this training, but I have not yet formally launched a coaching practice, and it's something that I've been, you know, putting a lot of pressure on myself to start doing. And meanwhile, my partner has a small business, and I have taken on a pretty big role in sales and marketing for that business, in which he makes a really wonderful product with all his heart and soul. And in order for us to sort of move forward on the path of partnership that we want and be in the same place and all of that, that business needs to sort of get to the next level. And I have been spending a lot of my time on that and really enjoying it and, doing a great job on it and really helping getting things to the next level. I've been kind of struggling with the boundaries between, you know, the time that I spend on that and the time that I'm dedicating to this new pursuit of my own.
Yeah. Okay, good. And you mentioned boundaries, which leads me to believe that it's not just kind of like a black and white issue, but that there's something going on for you on the inner level.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that. What's going on there?
These last few years have been a really big transition for me. You know, I left a big career, and then I, you know, again, had my own, business for a while, and then I closed that down. It just wasn't conducive to, you know, a sane life for me, that particular business. And so I've been, since then, these past actually 3-4 years, in a really, in a feeling, in a sense, a vacuum of the, the identity that comes with a clear answer to what do you do, even though I've been in that same time working very heavily on a creative project and accomplishing, you know, and teaching and doing a lot, but just feeling really like I have struggled with a clear sense of what am I doing, and been putting a lot of pressure on myself to clarify that and move forward on that. And so on one level, this work with my partner's business feels like a diversion to that. On the other hand, it's a business I really believe in and I'm really enjoying the work that I'm doing and feeling really fulfilled with it. There's very clear gratification of, you know, getting into new, into new stores and building new partnerships and all of that.
But it's not a clearly delineated role. We're still working out those terms, and I trust in that because we're building this life together, and I'm able to, dedicate that time to it and trust that it's all building towards, something together. But there is a sense of needing to just be really clear with myself in terms of what it is that I'm, what it is that I'm intending to be building in terms of my work and livelihood, and how that relates to this, the coaching work and sort of the pressure that I'm putting on myself to move forward on that front. I'm not sure if I answered your question.
Yeah, no, I think you brought some important pieces in there. I'm trying very hard not to create awareness and ask some questions. So let me, yes, it made sense. I will just end it there. And I've got a couple of other questions for you. So how is the work that you're, the time and the energy that you're putting into this business with your partner, how is that impacting your own business?
Well, it's certainly keeping me from getting it started and giving me an excuse for not getting it started because, I'm busy with that. And I'm not sure, part of me feels like, well, I have so much to learn in this training and the certification, like, what if I just, take off, sort of give myself permission to focus on that and to postpone, really trying to get this coaching practice off the ground until I'm more grounded in the skill set and all that. And then I look at the coaching certification requirements, and it's like there's a certain number of coaching sessions that you need to do for the certification, and I'm like looking at the calendar like, okay, when do I have to start doing that in order to, complete? So, yeah.
Yeah. Is it a pattern for you to put off or distract yourself from things that you really want when you don't feel confident?
Yes. And it's also a pattern to start things and not follow through and not finish them because I don't feel confident in my ability.
Yeah. By the way, everyone, by mistake, I just did some creating awareness there. Did you guys catch that? Okay, good. When did that pattern start? You may not know for sure, but if you were to guess, like, where does that pattern come from? Where did you learn that? Probably from sometime when you were younger. See if you can isolate a moment or a series of events.
Trying. We certainly get a lot of feedback, from a young age about sort of not being equipped for certain things, certain professions and pursuits, and just not being sort of the feedback that I was got was that, like, sort of didn't have the natural, talents and brains, like, that were really, that really excelled, but I did, well enough because of my hard work and perseverance. So I would sort of work, you know, like 100 times harder than everybody else at things, and then burn out and not finish them.
Yeah. Yeah. So just take a moment and just scan your body. I know that you're, you know, with everything you teach yoga and all of that, you're really body aware. Just scan your body. Where in your body are you holding this belief? I'm not equipped and I don't have the natural talent.
I'm feeling it like in my upper chest and shoulders and neck, throat, like that whole area, my face.
Yep. Yeah. So just continue to focus there in your body, and focus on the I'm not equipped, and I don't have the natural talent. What has that been protecting you from?
Trying a lot of things and following through with a lot of things. And interestingly, I mean, I can see that, like with this business, similar to my old career, it was a lot, it's a lot of like very quick gratification. Like, you know, I can see the results of the work that I'm doing very quickly. There's sort of a high to that, you know. And so that sort of, that's very attractive, you know, versus the idea of, you know, I'm very intimidated by the idea of like building up a practice that's really like focused on myself and what I have to offer without those kinds of benchmarks that, you know,
Yep. Okay, good. And then last question, and this is just a total diversion a little bit from what we've been talking about. Wouldn't divert in this way in a coaching session, but just so we can have a little more information. Is there anything about your partner, either about their belief or their expectations or their energy or how they show up in, you know, when it comes to all this business stuff, is there anything you wish would be different about your life partner in around this scenario with their business?
Honestly, no. I mean, he's really phenomenal about, you know, being really clear that there are no expectations of me that, like, I should not be doing any more than I'm, you know, enjoying and want to be doing. And it's incredibly, like, constantly, like, grateful and gracious and praising of everything that I'm doing. And so it's been a really sweet partnership. And it's, you know, so I'm getting all of this incredible feedback, like both from him and from, you know, the business, partner side, you know, side of it, the retailers and all the people that I'm interacting with and reaching out to. And so it feels really, and I feel like I'm cultivating actually a new skill set with it in sales and marketing that I haven't, that was not part of the work that I used to do actually. So I feel like I'm really gaining some skills, new skills with it, and like really getting this business that I, you know, also believe in,
yeah,
to this place that it needs to be, you know. Okay.
Okay, good. I'm going to stop for there and open it up to everybody else. So what is the awareness that you would like to create for Adina? Star two. Don't be shy. This is the place to practice. I will be gentle. Star two. What's the awareness that you want to create? I'm going to call on some people if people don't raise their hands. I know that's very third grade. here we go. Kelsey.
Hi, Adina. I noticed that at one point you said you're used to putting a lot of pressure on yourself to move things forward, and there's a way that I heard myself in you, and so that's part of why I noticed it, this, like, drive to do and do and produce and move things forward. And then you also said at some point that maybe right now you're giving yourself some permission. So I heard some ease, and I'm trying to decipher. So I guess in helping you create this awareness, I'm trying to help decipher for me. Maybe you can help me. Is this you kind of the wisdom part of you saying, I want to complete the coaching certification and give myself some time to experience this and take it all in the way that will give me the most, you know, benefit, and give myself some permission to not push forward on the coaching business right this very minute. And so, you know, part acknowledgement, part question, like, is it the wisdom part of you that's creating this ease, or is it fear? You know, I heard both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such a good question. And that's it. I think up until very recently, I was feeling like, oh, I'm distracting myself from this path that I was so clear on when I, you know, signed up for this training, by doing this work with the business, with my partner's business. And only very recently, like in probably the last week or so, have I actually considered the possibility that, like, this is actually okay, and, like, it's, you know, it, and to give myself that permission to just be in the process of receiving all of this, everything that's coming through this training, without, like, simultaneously, you know, I've been, like, at night, like, okay, I've got to work on a website and copy and all of these things and put myself out there and all of that, but, like, feeling like maybe that actually is not serving me, you know, and it taking the time and allowing myself to really dive into this other project, which is giving me, I think, also, like, not just the business skills, experience, and not just the possibility of building this situation with my partner, but also it occurs to me, like, it will also give me a lot of wisdom in terms of coaching people, especially women who are navigating these kinds of boundaries themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I heard. So I'm glad that it really sounded like it is some wisdom that's saying, let me just be with what is right now instead of go to that old place I know so well of forcing and pushing and driving hard. Like, maybe there's something to be gained, and it sounds like you said all the things you're gaining from this current experience. So I want to just honor that you're, you know, choosing a different path, and that's growth.
Thank you for that.
Can you take that in, Adina?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. Really well done, Kelsey. Really beautiful. Celebrating and honoring. Good. Who's next?
Thank you.
Star two. What other awareness do you want to create? See if you can push yourself. What are you seeing? Susie.
Hi. So I would want to honor how hard you are working to create really what feels to me like on two different sides of the spectrum. On the one side, really you're so dedicated to what you're building with your partner, and it is so much more than a business, it sounds to me like. And then on the other hand, what you're creating and building for yourself. So that's something that I would want to really acknowledge and celebrate and honor how hard you're working on that. But I wonder where your energy is going, if there's any energy left. It feels like there's so much energy being expended. I'm wondering if you're feeling exhausted as your energy level, what that's looking like.
Yeah, thank you. So another piece of important context is I a few months ago moved out of New York City up to upstate New York. So I'm sort of out in the country now, and I've just really experienced a slowing down of the pace. I'm still back and forth. That's part of the thing. My partner is still in the city. So we're both going back and forth, and that is a little bit exhausting. But when I'm up here, I mean, I sleep plenty. Like, I really realize that I need a lot of sleep. I need a lot of practice, like my yoga and meditation practice. That's really it was definitely compromised over the holidays, but, you know, back really intact. And so I do feel like I'm giving myself the rest and the recuperation that I need from doing the hustle. And that was a big part of the decision to leave the city after 10 years, and before that, like running around the world consulting for, 10 years before that. So I do feel, I'll speak for right now, I feel well and rested.
Okay.
Susie, go with that. Based on what she just said, create awareness. What do you want to mirror back to her around what she just said?
Okay. So what I'm hearing is that you are taking time to rest and take care of yourself with your yoga, your meditation, getting plenty of sleep. Yet I'm one of the things I also am hearing is that you are really putting a lot of pressure on yourself in any free time that you have to create. You were mentioning about getting the website up or your marketing materials. There's so much there. I'm not sure how to create awareness around this.
I know, I put you on the spot. Yeah, you're starting to go there, so I'm just going to pick up for you.
Okay.
Adina, what I just heard and what I just really want to honor is that I hear that one of your values and one of your priorities and one of the things that it seems like you're strengthening right now is really putting yourself first and really taking care of yourself. And that in doing that, it might be creating this question around boundaries, and I know the fear is there, but what I'm also seeing is that there's a big piece of this that is about boundaries, but it's about you really honoring your boundaries around your own energy. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it. I mean, I think this has been just like the such a great profound practice in that, you know, that it is entirely up to me to create these boundaries. It's not, I'm not, you know, in a job with a boss enforcing certain expectations. It's like I really have, you know, the ability to, at least for right now, you know, financially and all of that, like for right now, I can, I'm able to really choose how to be structuring my time. And of course, there is the big sort of pressure in the background of like, okay, well, I need to get, you know, my livelihood, like, dialed in and figure this out, you know, what am I doing, build this practice, like, you know, build things up, make money, you know, support myself, all of these things. Uh-huh. But the truth is that for right now, like, I'm okay. And
well, it sounds so like just, you're creating a whole new paradigm for yourself around how you want to set your life up and how
yeah.
you want the pace of your life. And you're really, you know, I know we don't know each other that well, but my sense is probably like more than ever before. This new paradigm is like you're setting your life up based on your priorities. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
So taking all of that into consideration and also, you know, just I love that your partner is so supportive and like there's no pressure coming from there. So you really do have full freedom in all of this. So like taking all that we've been talking about into consideration, is there anything that you desire to tweak around the amount of, I don't know what the right word is, like the action, the amount of action that you're taking around your own business? Is there anything that you desire to tweak around that, or is the balance as it should be right now?
Well, I mean, that's where it's so easy for the resistance to just, you know, come back in and be like, oh, it's fine. I don't need to do anything for this business right now. You know, again, like that it's such a delicate line because, again, you know, it's like it feels like there is some wisdom in giving myself permission to not, like, be, mm-hmm. you know, sort of pushing myself full steam ahead on this right now under all the circumstances. But at the same time, I do feel like I need to and want to be moving forward in some way other than just, you know, showing up for the calls and doing the work, you know, but
so
actually,
I'm gonna stop you there. So I wanna share that doesn't feel pushy to me. I feel the truth in that. There is something that, you know, if you would just keep it as it has been, that that wisdom that Kelsey was talking about, like, I mean, you can tell us the percentages, but my guess is like it's 80% wisdom, but, you know, 20% fear, something like that.
Yeah.
So you know, like, and what I really hear is you want to do a little bit more, you know, not like all out so that you're tiring yourself out, but what I'm hearing is that you actually do want to do a little bit more. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, this isn't a coaching session. We're not going to go too much further with that. But what I'll just say, like, for homework is I want you to think about, so what is, you know, what is that right amount more? You don't have to, like, set that in stone, tattoo that on your body or anything like that. So you mm-hmm. can play with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So I just did a little bit of creating awareness with Adina. Adina, you're not off the hook yet, but I want to hear from people. So what did you notice about some of the awareness that was just created?
Oh, okay. I should answer?
Yeah. Yeah, and
No, I was just going to say it was just very insightful, and I know, you know, what I shared was a kind of a big, convoluted story, and so I felt like, you know, it took a lot of really deep listening to generate the insight that was shared, so I appreciate that.
Awesome. Awesome, good. I don't know who this is. 8451 are your last numbers.
Is that me?
Yeah, it must be you, because I can hear you.
Yeah, that's me.
Who is it?
Again.
Is that
yes,
Viv?
That's me. It's Viv, yeah. Hi. So what I noticed in this process is what sort of, I think, from a few different people and what you really pulled in the end, which I was, like, trying to feel out, was the helping Adina move from kind of like in the mind of these two options and kind of weighing through the thinking of it and then really have an opportunity to feel what she felt about it and see that, you know, that it she wanted to move forward in the, like, in her business side of things alongside and for that to feel clear for her, which, you know, when she was sharing what was going on for her, it, you know, it just felt like there was just like thinking about it, but maybe not being connected with her feelings. So that's what I sort of took from this process. And thank you, Adina, for sharing.
Beautiful. Awesome. Good. Jamie.
Okay, I had a question.
Well, I had an interesting observation of where when you went, Joanna, into the question that says, is there anything you want to tweak around your own, the way you're spending your time? To me, that was going toward, I felt like I wanted to go exactly the other direction and ask something like, is there something deeper here that we're just not even touching on it yet? And I don't, no, that I just noticed my instinct at that moment was to go the exact other way just to clarify that we're not just missing something much deeper.
Yeah, so I love that you're bringing that up. I mean, that absolutely can be an option to go in, 100%.
Okay.
And I think that let me see if I can give you some more information on that into things. So first of all, you know, it's not like a real coaching session that we're doing. I was kind of looking, you know, just kind of like looking for little pieces. But yes, there's so many different directions. But I think the reason why I asked what I asked is because just the way we had gone in all of our sharing with different people sharing, like there'd been, you know, a bit of focus on the wisdom and all of it and, you know, all of that. But I just didn't want her to get too comfy in it. And I just wanted to kind of like activate Adina to see, okay, where are the places where she's maybe getting a little too comfortable, where she may want to do something different. But for sure, if the session was longer, that could have led into, okay, let's look deeper into these fears, or like you're saying, like what haven't we been looking at? Or you absolutely 100% could have asked it right there, you know, what are we missing? So it's a great question to ask. I'm glad you're bringing that forward.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, sure. All right, we have just a few minutes left. Take a moment, and thank you, Adina. Thank you, everyone that shared. Take a moment. What are you taking away from our call today? What are you seeing for yourself? Let's take a moment to write it down, and I'd love to hear from a few of you what are you taking from our call? What are you seeing? What are you learning about creating awareness or anything else? Oh, and I know there was something I wanted to share. Just at the end when Adina and I were talking, did you guys notice how I gave her, I like flat out gave her my opinion? I said, you know, as I've been listening to you, it sounds like there is a part of you that does want to shift. some things, right? That's a way of creating awareness, or just like reflecting, you know. And I don't remember if I did it when I was actually speaking to her or not. But, you know, I could have said, does that resonate? I think I did say, am I getting that right, right? So you don't want to just make an assumption when you're sharing an opinion. You want to make sure that you're getting it right. You want to give the client opportunity to be like, actually, no, that's not, you know, that's not exactly it. All right, so what are you taking away? Viv, was your hand up from before, or did you re-raise it?
Oh, it was up from before. But okay. I will share something brief. And there was something in the first person that honoring, feeling the mirroring and how big that was, that just the mirroring of what she was feeling and how much of an impact she shared that made for her. And that's something that I'm certainly taking away from this call.
Awesome. Yeah, so simple, just mirroring, but it's so powerful.
Yeah.
Good. Tina?
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So to answer your question about, I'm sorry, can you rephrase the question that you just asked? I had it in my head.
Just what you're taking away or any questions that you have.
Oh, okay. So what am I taking away? Today was really awesome because I realize I'm not the only woman that perhaps is running a business and doesn't have a coaching practice secured or solid or even began, because I was feeling really down about myself. Like, I have an acupuncture clinic with my husband and, you know, I'm really active in my kids' school and such, but I was like, gosh, you know, I'm really kind of, I mean, the shadow part was like, I'm kind of sucking at like working on this coaching business that I love so much. And I don't, you know, I only have two clients. And so there was like a tape running in the background. And then I was like, no, like, look at how much you've grown, you know, like you had told me, how much have I applied all the work that we've done to actually my patients, and they're really flourishing. Mm-hmm. Right. And yes. So I was like, okay, so it's not like you haven't done anything, but now, you know, maybe you need to get your tush in gear and get a website going and, and you know, I need some help with that, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, yes. And the other piece that you're saying is so true, like you're applying these skills to your patients and creating even more powerful results because of what you're adding in and layering in through these skills. And that's going to not only create more prosperity, but actually be a great setup to bring some of those in as those clients in as coaching clients.
Oh, I see. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to think about that. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate the work that you and all the women did today. It helped me greatly. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Let's take a couple more shares. Kelsey.
Hi. So my key takeaway from today's call is that there's so many ways to create awareness. And really, I mean, we could list and list and list. And it's basically like, and part of me thinks that's my job as the coach, like just period, is to create awareness. Or that's why they hire me.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, and, you know, we can follow the list, but really it's about the energetics of the coaching relationship and the listening skills being totally on. So if we're fully present and with the client, the example that I think Kara used was that if we can feel the emotion for the client and mirror it back to them, if they aren't feeling it or they're not staying with it or being with it or whatever it is, the words or the emotion, if we can sort of feel it, be with it, and mirror it back to them, that is a really great service for our clients.
Yes. And something about what you're saying, it never occurred to me. Well, no, you didn't have. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just going to pull this out because I think it's important. Creating awareness is done not just through the words that we use.
Mm-hmm.
Creating awareness can also be, like, what can add just even deeper mastery to it, masterfulness, is to pair the words with the energy that we're delivering them with.
Yeah.
That's a way of modeling that energy and creating the container for that energy that you're talking about, that we, where we want our clients to go.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad you brought that forward. Beautiful. I know we're at time. I'm gonna take two more shares. And I'll just share with you, in case you do need to go, there's no new homework for this week. This is a catch-up week if you need to catch up on partner sessions or worksheets or practice, but no formal homework this week. I think this is Dana. Is that you?
Oh, hi.
Oh,
great. I just hit it, so I didn't know if I was next in line. So I guess this is more of like a practical newbie coach just starting out when you're having like your first few clients. How do you approach this session? Because I feel like everything that's coming up, I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. And it all feels like so obvious, but I notice sometimes when I'm in the moment, those aren't the first things that come up for me. So when you're in like the first few sessions, do you do it like very intuitively and really just focus on listening and trusting that these tools are in my head somewhere because I've been practicing?
Yes.
Or do you have sheets, like, printed near your desk of, like, you know, things that you could pull from?
I'd say both. It's not an okay. either or, but both. So most important is just to be fully present and use the tools. Listen to your clients and listen to yourself. You go with the hunches based on listening to both. But I will also share, and when we get to our questioning module, I'll actually share cheat sheet. I mean, I've already shared, you know, a couple of like little cheat sheets, but particularly with questioning, I'm going to share cheat sheets for questioning that you can just have open. Like, I'll just tell you guys straight up, I'll probably say it again in the questioning module. The first 3 or 4 months that I coached, I literally had different lists of questions opened up on my computer, printed out, like, all around me, because I was so scared that I wouldn't know what to ask. And I was like, I can always just pick off of the list. And they were just good crutches for me to have as I was starting out. So I'll share some of that with you as we move forward.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's helpful. Because my gut was like, just use your intuition. And
no, you should. But no. But that is what's most important. That really is what's most important. Okay. And, you know, it's okay to have some crutches too at first.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then Susie.
Today was great because I think that the two people who were the practice clients were a great example of, like, one to me felt really easy and clear, and the second one where I pushed the button to help create awareness was exactly what scares me about the coaching a bit, which was that what I was thinking I was going to help create awareness on turned out not to really be it. Well, kind of a little bit, but then sort of needing to build some skills for myself about what to do when it doesn't feel like I've nailed it with the client, that she's like going, yes, exactly. And I get scared of losing the trust of the client if they're saying, well, yes, maybe, that kind of thing. So that's good for me to see in myself from these two.
Yeah, so a few things I want to say there. First of all, I'm glad that you can see that. But at the same time, I think you did really well. And then, you know, I kind of put you on the spot after. And there are going to be plenty of times where what you are seeing is not exactly going to hit the mark for your client. Your job as the practitioner is not to exactly hit the mark. Your job is to share, and then it doesn't exactly hit the mark. You've still opened up a discussion there. Like, so there's a new portal opening, and to say, all right, so then what is it? Like, you know, what is this bringing up for you? You know, how can we tweak that a little bit? What is the mark here? But as soon as you go into, like, I need to get it perfect, for the client, I need to see it exactly, then you're actually going to block your intuition. The playing field is no longer going to be equal, and you're going to block your ability to actually co-create with your client, which is way more important than being all-knowing. Is that
helpful?
Thank
you. Yes.
Good. That's what cultivates trust, not the, like, getting it right every time, the trusting the client more than, you know, that they know, and opening the discussion and being willing to not be right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone. Thank you for a great call. Thank you for all that you shared and all that you brought forward. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.